I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Do you have Idol fever? The 10th season of American Idol premiered last night on Fox with some fresh talent and a brand new cast of judges, including music diva Jennifer Lopez and hard rock legend Steven Tyler. Now, despite what you may think of the judges, the songs, or the host, Idol has undeniably launched the careers of some remarkable new artists, from Fantasia to Adam Lambert to Oscar winner Jennifer Hudson. Last season, a new talent emerged from the show, a woman who stunned the judges and the audience with the depth of her voice and the strength of her character. Her long dreadlocks, unpretentious clothing, family background, and the fact that she's a mom set her apart from the rest, and she quickly turned into a fan favorite. Now, Crystal Bowersox did not win, but her memorable performance in the season finale with Canadian pop icon Alanis Morissette left many people breathless. Again, alongside Alanis Morissette, that was American Idol runner-up Crystal Bowersox. And now she is out with a new album, Farmer's Daughter. And she's with us now from member station WBEZ in Chicago. Welcome and congratulations on the new album.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been a long road, but it's finally done.
Why? Why has it been a long road?
It's just a long road in, I guess, in saying I've had this vision for years. Years before Idol, of what my first album would be, and it's finally here. It feels really good.
Tell me about the American Idol experience. Was it a happy detour or just some kind of weird dream? How do you think about it?
It's all really a blur still. It happened, it seems like, so fast, and it was a learning process, and I learned a lot about the industry and things that are happening behind the scenes and everything. But I would say that most ex-idols have a little bit of post-idol stress syndrome. I don't know.
Why is that?
It's just there's a lot of work that goes into it. You don't just show up once a week and sing a song. There's everything behind the scenes. I can't talk about a lot of it, but
what I'm curious about, because you say you have post-idol kind of letdown. Is it because that it's a much more intense experience than many people understand, or
it's definitely more intense than people realize. Just the hours put in during the week when we're not on television and everything that's going on there. And there's a lot of rules and things. I wasn't able to see my son for most of the show, and that was the hardest part about the whole thing.
Well, Fantasia also was a mom while she was competing as well, and she also talked about that. But to that point, many of the people who, like Jennifer Hudson, for example, mm-hmm. who don't win, still wind up having fabulous careers and doing very, very well.
It opens every door. It gives you every opportunity.
Well, I didn't want to ask, were you sad when you didn't win? A lot of people were rooting for you, as of course you know. Was it, were you sad, or is it all just what?
Maybe I was sad for my supporters, but I was over the moon. I came in second place out of thousands and thousands of people. That's incredible. And I was just happy to be there. I got to perform with Joe Cocker. He's a living legend. Alanis Morissette and so many others. You know, Harry Connick Jr. And I had a great time on the show and learned a lot. I definitely didn't lose. I don't care what anyone says. I don't feel like I lost at all.
Oh, I don't think anybody's saying you lost. I think most people share your view. They're just happy that they got a chance to see you. If you're just joining us, I'm Michelle Martin, and you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. We're speaking with singer-songwriter Crystal Bowersox. We're talking about her new album, Farmer's Daughter. To that end, the title track, breathtaking. And it has to be said, a little hard to hear.
I remember back in high school, my brothers and me. Jack in the air.
it's a little harsh, but it's healing for me. I'm pretty much an open book, and you know, I talked to my mother this morning, and she said I had to defend myself at your CD release party. Somebody said some harsh words to me, and I told her, I was like, Mama, if anyone messes with you, I will hire a bodyguard for you, and in a heartbeat. We have a much different relationship than we did when I was growing up, and my parents divorced when I was 2. My mom was a single mom of 3 kids, and she didn't always make the best decisions on how to deal with her emotions and frustrations. But I look at her, she's just a human, not just my mother, and I try to think of, like, you know, I would have done things differently had I been in her position, but she definitely tried her best, and I turned out okay. I'm doing quite well, actually.
You are? But this song is definitely from your point of view, which you have every right to do. I did wonder, though, what is it like to revisit this? It's not an easy time, very hard to live through. I mean, a lot of people will certainly relate to this experience, but what is it like to revisit it, even as artistically?
Well, in writing this song, I moved past it. It was I was angry for a long time and very bitter about you know, some of the abuse and things that my brothers and I encountered when we were young, and you know, but in writing this song, it's out of me. I don't carry it around in my being anymore. And you know, I've tried to explain that to my mom too, and she gets it. And you know, I hope that other people, once you start to talk about things, you can begin to heal from them.
Well, how about things now? You're a mom now,
mm-hmm.
yourself,
yeah,
and also married. Congratulations on that. Best wishes.
Thank you.
I think you're supposed to say best wishes to the woman. I don't know if that's sexist or not.
But, oh, no.
But there it is.
Thank you.
How has all that changed your music?
I'm not as angsty anymore. I'm pretty happy. I don't know if I can write some... I'm not mad about anything anymore. I'm not sad, so I suppose all my music is going to be happier from here on out.
Let's hope so. Like, but do you feel that it is? Do you feel that it has changed since all these happy developments took place in your life?
Yeah, I mean, I really haven't had a moment to sit down and try to write anything, so I'm not sure what's going to come out of me next time I do. But I don't have that fear hanging over my head anymore of, you know, not being able to pay my rent or eat my next meal, you know. So stability is a wonderful thing. I don't have much to complain about anymore. I really don't. I can't think of one thing right now.
Well, that's great. Well, let's just enjoy this moment, right?
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the song Mason. It's a duet with your husband.
Yes.
Brian Walker.
Yes.
You want to tell us a little bit more about it? Mm-hmm.
Sure, honey. He's sitting right here. Brian and I, we met, it was about 6 years ago, through an open mic circuit here in Chicago. And we're both, you know, starving artists. And we've been friends for years. The timing's never been right. And all of a sudden we found that it was. And he's my best friend. I married my best friend. And then he wrote the song Mason in 2008, which I love the song so much. It was part of the reason my son's name is Anthony Levi Mason. And we also sang this song right after we said I do. And it's part of our wedding. It's very sentimental to us. Gorgeous song.
And I think, are you going to play it now?
Yeah. You ready?
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. Well, we're ready. You're
okay.
Ready.
You ready to sing?
Thank
you. I wanna be your Mason, baby. I wanna build a life with you. I wanna be your Mason, baby. I wanna build a life with you. I wanna take all the lovely things you say and make love that lasts longer than clay with you.
Bridges burn and buildings fall. Begging on your knees. Time may steal your youth and grace, leave lines upon your face, leave you drifting out to sea. But you will always have a home with me. I wanna be your Mason, baby. I wanna build a life with you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you both. That was Mason. It's on Crystal Bowersock's new album, Farmer's Daughter. It was written by your husband and musical colleague, Brian Walker.
Tell him, Brian.
What was that?
When did you write Mason?
After I heard her sing.
Right after you heard me sing.
Yeah.
What I said.
Well, who saw who first, Brian, now that you're the Brian? Hi, it's Michelle. How are you?
Hi there, Michelle.
Well, who saw who first?
I saw her first.
You saw her first.
He definitely saw me first. I didn't even know who he was.
Did you like her right away?
I did. I really did. The song sort of flew out pretty quickly, but the idea of it came when I saw her.
Well, that was pretty hasty. How do you know she was liking you?
Oh, I had no idea.
He had no idea.
You were just hoping.
That's what
I really
every
wasn't
guy
at
does.
The time.
Well, Brian, what did you like about her when you saw her?
There was just an amazing feeling you get when you meet her to begin with. But I was fortunate enough that first impression was of her singing. And so you heard her. She's pretty good.
She is pretty good, yeah. Well, Crystal, what did you like about Brian when you finally got around to noticing him?
His handsomeness.
Honey, I don't know. I'm still not really sure I like him.
No, wow.
I'm joking. He's one of the kindest and most... He's just got a huge heart, and he's kind of handsome, right, honey?
Well, good.
No, he's good looking and he's funny, and I just trust him. I trust him with my life. I've known him for a long time, and he's always been there for me as a friend, and now he's my husband.
Well, and we're glad.
Yeah, me too.
For you both.
Yeah.
I did have one question, and this is totally none of my business, but I did notice the fact that you were diagnosed with type 1 diabetes when you were only 7 years old. And the reason I was curious about that is I think that you don't have a 9-to-5. You know, the performing lifestyle can be very rigorous, lots of travel.
It's very tough.
And even, as I understand it, you even had to have an overnight stay in the hospital while you were competing on the show. And we just talked about how intense that experience is and very demanding. So do you have any kind of words of wisdom for how that is going and how you think you'll be able to manage it?
Definitely. You know, before Idol and when I tried out for the show, during that process, it is so intense that you get caught up and you barely have time to eat or think, really. It's just go, 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 go. And, you know, I'd lost my footing a little and had neglected to pay attention to things and found myself in DKA, diabetic ketoacidosis. And it's a scary thing. I went into the hospital and actually the producers had told me I was off the show. They said, you're not healthy enough to do this, and I'm sorry, but you'll have a green pass to come through next season. And I knew I wasn't, if I didn't do it this time, I probably wouldn't come back. I wouldn't do it again. So I said, you know, put me in a room with all the executives, Fox, and they got this meeting together, and I pleaded my case, and they said, well, sure, you can stay if you agree to have a 24-hour nurse with you and possibly staying in your room with you. And thankfully, it never came to that, but it was definitely a wake-up call for me. And I realized the responsibility that I had not only for myself, but for my son and for millions of kids with diabetes and anyone with diabetes, really. I had to prove that it's possible to do this, to have this dream and to have diabetes as well. It's a manageable disease, and there's no reason that it should control my life that way.
Well, thank you for that. And finally, what does Crystal Bowersox dream about now?
What do I dream about now? I dream about vacation. I try not to look ahead too far into the future and really just appreciate the here now. And right now, I've got everything. My son's happy and healthy, and my husband's happy and healthy, and that's it.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me. Crystal Bowersox is a singer and songwriter. The American Idol star is out with a new album. It's called Farmer's Daughter. She was kind enough to join us from member station WBEZ in Chicago. She was also accompanied by her husband, fellow musician Brian Walker, who wrote one of the tracks on the album. Crystal Bowersox, Brian Walker, thank you so much for joining us. Our very best wishes to you both.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And is there one more song I think we could go out on? I think you're going to, are you going to sing one more for us, or shall we play one from the
album?
Yeah,
yeah. Well, I'll
what shall we have? What shall we hear going out?
Mine All Mine.
Mine All Mine. Love it. All right. Thank you.
All right.
Baby, don't buy me flowers, don't buy me sweets, don't give me useless little things that don't make me complete. I don't want your money, honey, Lord, it's kind of funny, I just need your time. But you know that your sweet love is mine all mine, mine all mine.
And that's our program for today. Tell Me More is produced by Bracton Booker, Grant Clark, Bridget Deshagas, Lee Hill, Sanaz Meshkinpour, Veronica Miller, Emily Oxenschlager, and Amy Ta. Our intern this semester is Rachel Otwell. Our editor is Kyle McKinnon. Our director is Arjun Hutchins. He had a hand this week from Monica Evstatieva. Our senior producer is Alicia Montgomery. Our technical director is Kimberly Jones. Our theme music was composed by Underdog Entertainment with additional arrangements by Ian Honeyman. The supervising senior editor is Portia Robertson-Migas. Our new executive producer is Tashima Walker. And remember, to tell us more, you can always go to npr.org and find us under the Programs tab. You can also follow us on Twitter. Just look for Tell Me More NPR. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Let's talk more tomorrow. No one else will do.